Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, 2011 Annual Report. Who needs WTBBL? Do you know someone who has a visual impairment, is blind, has a physical condition that makes holding books and turning pages difficult, has a reading disability? Then you need WTBBL. There are photographs of 12 people here. The caption reads, "The many faces of WTBBL volunteers, patrons, and supporters." There's also a caption for the front cover. It reads, "Shown left, Mary Tift. Right, WTBBL staff member Sally Jo Hagen." Mary Tift, a World War II veteran, was one of the first patrons to receive a digital talking book machine in 2009. An acclaimed printmaker, Mary exhibited her art throughout the world, and her work is found in many museums in the United States and in Europe. Mary lost her eyesight in 1995. However, she graciously accepted the loss and lived a full life. She was an avid user of WTBBL, and her zest for life made her company much in demand to people of all ages. Mary Tift passed away at the age of 97. There's a photograph here with a caption that reads, "Washington Secretary of State Sam Reed meets with WTBBL patrons and supporters at the Legislative Building in Olympia." The following is a letter by Sam Reed, Washington Secretary of State. "I am proud to have the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, WTBBL, as a program of the Washington State Library, a division of my office. WTBBL provides library service to the entire state of Washington, no matter the town, county, or island, and to anyone living in Washington, birth to death, who has difficulty reading standard print material due to a visual, physical, or reading disability. WTBBL is part of the network of libraries making up the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, a program of the Library of Congress. I am especially proud that with the support of donors, the staff and volunteers have kept WTBBL on the cutting edge of service to those unable to read standard print. WTBBL received the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped Network Library of the Year Award for 2009, based on service, innovation, and customer satisfaction. WTBBL continues to look for ways to improve and expand service and meet the needs of our patrons. WTBBL receives state and federal support for basic services, but we couldn't stay ahead of the curve without the generosity of hundreds of donors. Thank you for your commitment and contributions to the work of the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library. This annual report not only recognizes our many donors, but also provides an in-depth look at the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, the people it serves, our challenges, and our plans for the future to adapt to changing technology and the diverse needs of our patrons. I hope you enjoy this new annual publication. All of this happens with your support and dedication. Sam Reed, Washington Secretary of State." Who we are. Our mission. The Washington Talking Book and Braille Library endeavors to build community and provide equal access to information and reading materials for Washington residents unable to read standard print. There is a photograph here with a caption that reads, "Sue Amateur, WTBBL Patron Advisory Council Member, Patron and Advocate." A Patron's Perspective. My name is Sue Amateur, and I am the Chair of the Patron Advisory Council, PAC, for the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library. The PAC represents the diversity of library users, and we serve as advocates in promoting and further developing library services. I have been a patron of library services for more than 50 years, and I am an avid reader. The Washington Talking Book and Braille Library is of vital importance to me and so many others in Washington State who depend upon its services to keep us informed and entertained through books, magazines, and programs that are provided to us in formats that we can use. Read on to learn more about our services and the people who use them. Sue Amateur. What we do. There's a photograph here with a caption that reads, "Quincy Daniels is a loyal patron of the library and an employee at the Seattle Lighthouse for the Blind. He adopted the digital talking book technology quickly and is now learning how to download audiobooks to supplement the cartridges he borrows. Quincy likes romance and crime books and is always willing to try new things. Audiobooks. WTBBL produces digital audiobooks for circulation, download, and interlibrary loan to libraries around the country focused on Northwest authors and topics. Supplementing the collection provided by the National Library Service, these books provide access to titles relevant to our region. WTBBL was the first library for the blind and physically disabled in the United States to have locally produced books available for download. There's a photograph here with the caption that reads, "Elizabeth Renee is a Braille reader and advocate, and a volunteer who proofreads our Braille materials. Elizabeth has used Braille in her studies and in her career." Braille books. WTBBL produces our own Northwest-focused Braille books for circulation, download, and interlibrary loan, supplementing the books provided by the National Library Service. Braille is still a critical method of reading and writing and is central to literacy, as well as being the format of choice for our deafblind patrons. There is a photograph here with the caption that reads, "Karen Johnson is a patron and user of WTBBL's large print collection. She is the secretary for the PAC, a volunteer at the library, and annually donates large print books for the WTBBL collection. Karen, a retired speech pathologist, brings many skills and insights to all her work with WTBBL. She says, I love to read while holding a book. Large print books allow me to read comfortably." Large print. WTBBL has a collection of about 14,000 large print items, spanning fiction, nonfiction, children's, and young adult materials. Large print books are often the gateway to audiobooks and alternative format materials for people gradually losing their eyesight. There is a photograph with a caption that reads, "Sue Park, 15, of Federal Way, has been using WTBBL services since she learned to read. She says, Braille is the key to unlock the doors of the world to every blind individual. WTBBL is the provider of that key. WTBBL has helped me with school by giving me books in a timely manner. Sure, there's always the internet, but they often have mistakes that make reading the book a chore and a half. When technology fails and the essay is due tomorrow, well, the Braille copy is the next bet." Youth services and summer reading. The Youth Services Program at WTBBL collects books and materials for children of all ages, schoolwork, and pleasure reading in print Braille, Braille, large print, audio, and foreign languages. Print Braille refers to a book with both print and Braille that is great for a blind child to read with a sighted sibling, or a blind grandparent to read to a grandchild. The summer reading program is also a mainstay of the youth services area. Every summer, children get book lists, puzzles, crafts, and if they read 1,000 minutes, free books. There's a photograph here. The caption reads, "Kelly O'Brien, patron for many years, volunteers as a talking book inspector and Braille proofreader. Kelly is currently taking WTBBL's Braille transcription course with the goal of becoming an NLS-certified transcriber and proofreader." Training. WTBBL offers computer training both in person at the library and via telephone and internet. Current training focuses largely on how to download audiobooks and successfully get them to play on a digital player or other authorized device. We also view talking to family members, parents, and teachers about our services and assistive technology and our many visits to adult homes and care facilities as training. There is a photograph here with the caption that reads, "Mika White is a patron of WTBBL and founder of the All Ears Book Club in Kitsap County. She says, the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library has been an integral part of my reading life." Book clubs. WTBBL started a statewide book club in 2011. The club meets quarterly, in person at the library for people in the Seattle-King County area, or via telephone utilizing our statewide radio reading service technology. WTBBL also supports six regional book clubs in Washington, by providing multiple copies in requested formats so that all of the club members have access to the selected title. Staying on the cutting edge. There's a photograph here. The caption reads, Danielle Miller, Program Manager, Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, and Regional Librarian for the NLS Network of Libraries. Our future. The following is a letter by Danielle Miller. As Program Manager for WTBBL for the past 4 years, I am very proud to say that WTBBL has always been innovative, one of the original regional libraries providing service as part of the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, established by Congress in 1931. Starting in 1934, served Washington, Montana until 1968, and Alaska until 1973. In 1973, became one of the first libraries with a radio reading service. The first library to produce audiobooks digitally. The first library to have our locally produced audiobooks available for download from our website. Our goal is to stay on the cutting edge and provide the best and broadest services possible to Washingtonians unable to read standard print material. We watch for gaps in our current service and are aware of potential increase in demand due to age-related visual impairments and a constantly diversifying population. Two critical areas need our continuing attention: outreach and training and instruction. Let me explain how we will address those needs, and with the help of our supporters, we'll meet our goal. Danielle Miller. Outreach. Outreach to Washington residents who already use our services or who are on the path to becoming disabled, and outreach to service providers, is critical. It is clear from the 2010 U.S. Census that hundreds of thousands of Washington residents could benefit from using the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library. 126,616 individuals have a visual impairment or blindness and would be eligible for WTBBL's services. 303,767 individuals have a cognitive disability, and some with reading learning disabilities are eligible for services. Some don't know about us or don't realize we're not only for the blind, or don't know the scope of our services and recognize that there may be a natural fit for them. Some people may not feel that they have a disability, or they may think they aren't ready, or they aren't blind enough yet. High staff turnover in adult homes, retirement communities, care facilities, and hospitals makes it difficult to keep caregivers informed of our services. Training and instruction. A typical large public library or library system offers a wealth of classes, and WTBBL should do the same in order to meet the needs of people unable to access or successfully use a traditional public library. Critical areas are research courses, including how to use the library catalog, search and evaluate resources on the internet, and perform job searches. Computer training, including setting up and using email, social networking, using software programs, and introduction to accessible technology. English as a second language, ESL instruction. Citizenship exam preparation courses. Meeting our goals. The nature of WTBBL's essential services is changing and will continue to evolve. Therefore, we will be flexible and creative in how we use state funds and donor gifts in new ways to serve and recruit patrons. We will provide or promote digital access for all eligible users. We will expand outreach to raise awareness of WTBBL services. We will develop programming and instruction to supplement book and reading-based services to allow patrons to become better equipped in the larger community. We will increase annual gifts, gifts by will, and building our endowments to allow for a stable source of funding for special programs. Giving back. Our donors. There is a photograph here. The caption reads, Signe Rose, WTBBL patron, volunteer, donor, and member of the audition committee, assisting in selecting narrators and program hosts for books and radio. My name is Signe Rose. I've been using Talking Books since I was 16 years old. I donate to WTBBL because I am a satisfied patron and I want others to have the same great experience. I've also enjoyed working with WTBBL as a volunteer and member of the Patron Advisory Council. Gifts, small and large, from donors show their dedication to the work and goals of the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library. Many of our donors are retired or on a fixed income, yet they still donate time and talent regularly. Others choose to give annually, or like me, by including WTBBL in their will, or with gifts to WTBBL's endowments at the Seattle Foundation or the Inland Northwest Community Foundation. Plan giving is one way you can ensure that funds go to a program you believe in and will help WTBBL in perpetuity. We are grateful to all those who, through their contributions, improve and expand WTBBL services. Signe Rose. Generous gifts over the years have kept WTBBL at the forefront of service. Our great success in the digital transition and digital future is thanks to our donors. For example, donor gifts have supported transition to the new digital talking books and digital talking book machines, production and mailing of our locally produced digital talking books, upgrading and wiring in our building for more advanced computers, providing a new audio recording program to improve the quality of the books, reformatting online books into hard copies for patrons without internet access. Gifts can be made with a credit card, by phone, or online at www.wtbbl.org, 1-800-542-0866, or simply mail a check to WTBBL. Call us directly for information on making gifts by will. However you choose to support WTBBL, you make a difference. There's a photograph here with the caption, Floyd Wickstrom, longtime WTBBL patron and donor. Floyd is a member of the Blind Veterans Association and attends meetings in Tacoma. As a World War II veteran, I learned about WTBBL at the Blind Rehabilitation Program at American Lake Veterans Hospital. I've been a passionate reader for 75 years, so WTBBL is a lifesaver. When I learned that WTBBL's budget was drastically reduced, I decided to pay monthly dues of $10. Some fee should be charged for this magnificent steady supply of books that are mailed to the fortunate receiver. I am voluntarily sending my dues in thanks for all I receive. Floyd Wickstrom. Our volunteers. There's a photograph here with the caption, Martha Oman, retired librarian, WTBBL patron and donor. Martha thoroughly enjoys volunteering at WTBBL, reviewing recorded and Braille books. A retired librarian, she says, the work is enjoyable, but the people at WTBBL make the experience really special. I feel I am carrying on a family tradition because over 50 years ago, my father recorded chemistry textbooks for the Library for the Blind. Time and talent are an invaluable gift that cannot be underestimated. Our 300 volunteers donate more than 32,000 hours of volunteer work to WTBBL each year, the equivalent of 16 full-time employees. Volunteers produce Braille and audiobooks. Volunteers help check in and shelve books, repair equipment, help with reader services, and perform administrative tasks. Funding landscape. Rand Simmons, Acting Washington State Librarian. Our partners. Here is a letter written by Rand Simmons. In 2008, when WTBBL became a program of the Office of the Secretary of State, the Washington State Library assumed the administration of WTBBL. We collaborate with a number of agencies and organizations to ensure that we provide the services needed by those who cannot read standard print. Those groups include the Washington State School for the Blind, the Washington Council of the Blind, the Washington Department of Services for the Blind, the National Federation of the Blind of Washington, the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, the Seattle Lighthouse, the Foundation for Early Learning, public libraries, retirement homes and care facilities, schools, and many more. In the last 4 years, state general fund dollars have decreased. Federal Library Services and Technology Act, LSTA dollars, have remained constant, and the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped support has remained relatively the same. Concerns on the horizon include a likely dramatic decrease in federal LSTA funds that support WTBBL and a decrease in federal funding for the NLS, which provides most of our material. This will require us to use our limited resources in innovative ways to simply maintain our level of service to library users. With our partnerships and the financial support of the state and federal governments, plus the gifts of generous donors, WTBBL is able to fulfill its mission to build community and provide equal access to information and reading materials for Washington residents unable to read standard print. Rand Simmons. Funding sources. Primary funding for the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library comes from three sources: the State General Fund, allocated by the Washington State Legislature and Governor; federal funding that supports services to underserved and disadvantaged populations; and physical materials in the form of books, audio and braille, and equipment, players and accessories, provided by the Library of Congress's National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, NLS. Donor gifts allow WTBBL to meet needs and opportunities that are unexpected or will enhance the basic services supported through federal and state funds. There is a graph here that indicates the funding. State funds, 42%, or $1,123,803. National Library Service, 38%, or $1,016,878. Federal funds, 12%, $328,000. Donor funds, 8%, $208,208. Donor funds include an annual distribution of $47,918 from WTBBL's endowment with the Seattle Foundation. The facts. WTBBL active users, 2011. Serving residents in every county in Washington. 8,906 active individual patrons. 525 WTBBL collections in libraries, hospitals, schools, and care facilities. 1,631 new registered users. WTBBL collection and circulation, 2011. Serving residents in every county in Washington. With an annual circulation that weighs just over 100 tons, WTBBL ships the weight of a Boeing 757 by Free Matter for the Blind mail each year. 416,626 items, braille, talking books on cassette and digital cartridge, large print. 97,715 titles. 354,4600 items circulated, 73,942 items downloaded. Thank you. Thank you to all our donors who gave between July 1st, 2010 and June 20th, 2011. There are 5 pages of names here. If you would like a recording of those names, please contact the library. There are also some quotes that I will read now. I love getting my books from WTBBL because it's quick and easy and it doesn't cost me any money. They have a large variety of talking books and braille books for people of all ages. They have a friendly staff that's always willing to help you find the book you're interested in, and once they get to know you, they'll just send you books that they think you might like. They are very helpful, friendly, and reliable. Shalice Anderson, teen patron. Since I became blind, I can no longer watch my beloved baseball games on TV or drive a car. I dearly love getting books from WTBBL, especially books on history, transportation, and technical topics. Last year, I checked out about 300 books. And the last quote reads, "WTBBL is not just an entity, but a warm, vital pulse for those of us who are blind or visually impaired and love to read." Mika White, patron. Photographs courtesy of John D. Pye, WTBBL patrons and volunteers. Who needs WTBBL? We do. Here's how you can help the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library. Give. Make an annual gift to WTBBL in support of our programs. Use your company's matching gift program to enhance your gift. Encourage organizations where you are a member to support WTBBL. Provide a gift to the WTBBL endowments at the Seattle Foundation or the Inland Northwest Community Foundation. Include WTBBL in your will or estate plan. Gifts can be made with a credit card by phone at 1-800-542-0866 or online at www.wtbbl.org or by check mailed to WTBBL. Call us directly for information on making gifts by will. Volunteer. Volunteer as an individual. Volunteer with a group or a team from your company or organization. Many companies will match an employee's volunteer time with cash to WTBBL. Contact us at 1-800-542-0866 for more information about volunteer opportunities. Advocate. Tell people you know who could use WTBBL's service about WTBBL. Arrange for a presentation about WTBBL at clubs and organizations you support. Encourage people to support WTBBL with their time, talents, gifts. The Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, 2021 9th Avenue, Seattle, Washington, 98121-2783. Phone numbers, 206-615-0400. TTY phone number, 206-615-0418. Toll-free number, 800-542-0866. Website, www.wtbbl.org. Also, wtbbl@sos.wa.gov, that all may read. This is the end of the recording of the annual report.